Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Nerves. Being the new kid is never fun, and becoming invisible can seem like the easier option. But sometimes, it might actually be better to hide than reveal our true selves. Addie transferred schools in the middle of the academic year. Being the new kid was hard enough, but being very quiet and shy made it more difficult to adjust. She desperately tried to make herself as invisible as possible, but still always felt different. During lunch, she sat by herself, and she stayed on the sidelines during gym. And whenever the teacher took attendance or began to ask the class questions, Addie would slink down low in the chair, and then she would start to bite her nails, or what little was left of them. In math one day, Daryl noticed that Addie had bitten her nails so low, she had drawn blood. A nasty note circulated throughout the classroom. It was a drawing of Addie as a vampire with blood dripping from her lips. Her classmates snickered at her at the accurate yet cruel drawing. The mocking only added to Addie's anxiety. When she noticed her cuticles were bleeding, she'd switch over to chewing on one of her pencils, or she would distractedly chomp on her hair. Her classmates were so repulsed by this. These odd tics were so noticeable, even her teacher was so concerned. She eventually asked Addie to stay after class to talk, but having attention drawn to her only made Addie's nerves worse. She began to sweat and she clutched her belly. The nerves made the flutters inside her feel stronger, a carnivorous pit right in her gut. The pain was all so consuming. Addie told her teacher she knew she was different, and it stressed her out. Her parents had assured her that no one in school would understand the real her, and she would try to keep to herself and focus on the schoolwork and survive the rest of the year. The teacher scoffed at what she felt was terrible parenting advice. She assured Addie all new students felt this way, and she would be fine. It would just take some time. Over the next few weeks, Addie felt like everyone's eyes were on her. She began frequently asking to go to the bathroom, but the teachers caught on and refused. One day, her leg was shaking so furiously, Addie pleaded with the teacher, causing a terrible scene. Addie could feel her stomach churn as she desperately begged. Some of the kids looked on laughing, and the teacher eventually relented and gave her a hall pass. Addie quickly raced off to the bathroom, but didn't return within the usual amount of time. Another classmate was sent to check in on her, Frida. Frida was a sweet and shy person herself, and when she entered the bathroom, it seemed empty, aside from a stall at the far end. Besides the knock of the plumbing she heard with what sounded like a hungry animal gnawing at something. "Addie?" she asked. No reply. Frida bent down to see if she could spot her classmate's shoes in the end of the stall, but nothing. She figured Addie was hiding, maybe from the strange noises. "Addie?" she called again. This time, the sound stopped. Frida announced herself and swore that she was just there to make sure that Addie was okay, and yet still no answer. Frida continued, telling her she knew what it was like to be nervous. Frida gave a shaky laugh and admitted up till that point that she too had been afraid to speak to Addie, even though she wanted to since the beginning, since they seemed so much alike. Signs of movement came from the stall as Addie put her feet down. She called through the door to Frida, asking if what she said was really true, if she really felt nervous. Frida assured her that she also got that feeling of utter dread in the pit of her stomach, the one that makes you feel like you're going to die. "Yes," replied Frida. Addie let out a huge sigh of relief. She was so glad that she no longer felt alone. Someone understood. Maybe she wasn't the only one of her kind in the school like her parents had presumed. She excitedly emerged from the stall. Frida gasped and momentarily forgot how to breathe. Noticing Frida's silent scream, Addie's eyebrows furrowed in concern. "What's wrong, friend?" Frida stared at the missing limb, her body trembling. Addie looked at the stump, blood beginning to soak through the napkin, and added curiously, "Wait, don't yours grow back too? Hi, my sweet Strangelings. I know we have covered UFO subjects on the show before, so I got an awesome recommendation for you guys. James Peterson's thrilling adventure series gets an exclusive audio-only origin story in Daniel X Genesis, brought to life by an all-star cast. The character Daniel is an ordinary teenager just trying to fit in at school when he suddenly finds out, on his 16th birthday no less, that he's anything but ordinary. Not only is he an alien, but he has the superpowers that let him conjure anything he wants. And it turns out his parents didn't die in a car accident, but were killed in an epic battle with an intergalactic villain. So those superpowers are just what Daniel needs to join the fight, if he can muster the courage to save the human race. It's a fast-paced, funny, fully immersive adventure featuring performances by Michael Cimino, Abigail Breslin, Mercedes Rulli, Jimmy Simpson, and many more. You can find it only on Audible. Listen at audible.com/genesis. If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.